Welcome to The Deadline. Happy Halloween, everybody. I'm Laura, your host and founder of the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society. And this is our special on-location Halloween show. We are here in the Laughing Lion, which is located in beautiful Hackettstown, New Jersey. The Laughing Lion is a great restaurant and bar. It's located at 169 Main Street in Hackettstown, so if you ever get a chance to stop in, Friday and Saturday nights they have live entertainment starting at 10 p.m. They also do different nights of karaoke and all kinds of things, wing nights and all kinds of stuff. So it's a great place, good food too. And of course, I'm joined by our tech guru here and producer of the show, Brian Sant.
I'm always here.
Yep, and thank you, Brian, for setting all this up.
Like usual.
Not really having to drag all this equipment out here, but this is great. And they got us a perfect spot right here in the bar, so it's definitely got spirits.
Yeah, we know Laura has spirits.
I haven't even finished my first
spirit
one
hit
go.
Her right as she walked in.
Yep. Well, you know, I still have somewhere to go on my first rum and coke, so. But I did open a tab, so any other ghost hunters that join us, we are set. Anyway, so we are, we're going to be doing some neat stuff tonight. Hopefully, we've got some New Jersey Ghost Hunter people here who did actually pay attention to the website.
We do?
Yes. Three people right here.
Holy moly.
Yeah, and they actually made it a point to come out, so they'll be sharing their ghost stories with us, which is awesome. And we've got some hair shares that were sent in, all kinds of stuff, so.
Come on, don't tease us.
No, I wouldn't tease about that.
We have hair shares?
Yep.
Holy shoot.
Sheep.
Holy sheepskin.
Yeah. Anyway, why don't we move along to the standard operating procedures. We'll get to the meeting announcements. Now, we do three meetings a month, people, so they're free and open to the public to attend, so feel free to stop in anytime. They all start at 7 o'clock and end promptly at 8:30 p.m. Next meeting up at BAT is going to be on November 7th. Now, that's in Hazlitt. That's the Central Jersey Division, headed up by Chief Leaders Gregory and Sherry Irish. It's in the Hazlitt Library, conveniently located at 251 Middle Road in Hazlitt. Then we have on November 20th, the Northwest Division, which is the Hackettstown meeting, and that's headed up by team leader Dina Chirico. That takes place in the community center located at 293 Main Street in the Blue Room. And then, of course, we have the Northeast Division headed up by team leader Laura Lindemann, and that takes place in Bogota at the Bogota Recreation Center located at 162 West Main Street. Again, if you have any suspicious photos or recordings, feel free to bring them to one of the meetings. You can have them evaluated during the Share and Scare segment. In fact, I should point out the November 20th meeting for Hackettstown, the Northwest Division, we will be showing The Haunting of Danbury House. So if you've never seen the movie and you're interested and you want to see yours truly making her acting debut as a coroner, feel free to come to the Hackettstown meeting on November 20th at 7 o'clock. Anyway, moving along. Oh, I hope you've gotten to see Mysterious Journeys. I've been DVRing, and I set up to pick up every single new episode of Mysterious Journeys. It's airing on the Travel Channel. If you missed the one where Garden State Ghost Hunters, which is Bonnie Bates and Rob Reed, they're in that one for Eastern State Penitentiary. It aired last Friday on the 26th, but it's airing again when this show uploads on Halloween, October 31st at 9 p.m. on the Travel Channel, so make sure you check it out. Like I said, I've been DVRing it. I watched the one yesterday that I DVR'd with Jeff Belanger, my buddy was in it, on Salem Witches. I watched the one on Dracula today. They went all the way over to Romania. And the next one that they're supposed to show is taking place in Washington, D.C. So it's a pretty good show, and I got to catch up with the one I recorded. I haven't seen it yet, with Mark Nesbitt, where they went out and filmed everything on location in Gettysburg. So you should check that out. And, of course, on Halloween, there's going to be the webisode premiere of Irving Rehnquist, Ghost Hunter. I'm sure you heard the commercial that we aired on last week's podcast that they generously sent to us. And it looks like a cute little webisode thing. If you're into watching programs on your computer versus television, then that's where you'll catch Irving Rehnquist.
I hope they're promoting us, too.
I think we're listed on their links page.
Ooh.
I had another ghost hunter author guy write to me. He's like, yeah, these people want me to put a link on my site. Should I bother? I'm like, why not? You know, I mean, everybody promotes everybody. Oh, speaking of promoting, people, you have till November 10th to register for the NJGHS 500. It's going to be our awesome kick-ass party taking place in Sparta Ambulance Squad, which is located at 14 Sparta Ave in Sparta, New Jersey. Now, this party on November 17th is going to run from 7 to 11 p.m. I'm doing all the catering, you know, via my cooking and Costco support. And we're having a self-help bar with alcoholic and non-alcoholic drinks and, you know, some good cooking, good old down-home cooking and good old down-home music provided to you live by the Johnny Peso Band. They will be there. We'll also have some other music playing when they're not playing and they're taking a break. So it's going to be a really wonderful evening, really fun. You can come comfortably dressed, bring your jeans, sneakers, and just expect to have a really good time. It's only $25 per person. I mean, basically, you would spend that to go out to dinner and have a drink. And here you can just eat and drink and plus get a live band. So it's well worth it. And ladies, Brian will be there. Now, I'm on a mission, in case you haven't heard. And here's the deal. There's a certain promise I have in place with this lovely gentleman, Brian Sand. Now, being the good friend that I am, as well as a co-worker, colleague, and fellow ghost hunter, I'm sticking to the promise. However,
because she needs me.
However, he has given me an out. So, ladies, here's your chance. Even if you never want to see the guy again a day in your life, all I need for you to do is hook up with him, you know, and what better venue than the NJGHS 500? He'll be there. Everybody will have their beer goggles on. Everybody will be happy. So make sure you show up. And if you do score with Brian, make sure you tell me, you know. I mean, you don't have to bring back a bicuspid or something
proof. Well, you know, you're telling all this. I think you should tell him what the out's for.
Oh, I don't know if we want to get into that.
We can air all the other dirty laundry, but...
It's not dirty laundry. I'm just telling all the single women this is the perfect venue, and here's a wonderful man who really would be willing to hook up that night, and you'd be doing me an amazing, incredible favor, because it would release me from this promise. So, I am begging on bended knee, even though you can't see this on a... See? And that's just the tip of the iceberg, so to speak, where Brian's concerned, ladies. So, that said, make sure, if you're single and available and unattached, and you'd like to meet a nice guy and have a really couple good drinks and then some. Emphasis on the then some, because I really need to get out of this province. And please.
It's only February 2nd.
I know, but that's like a lifetime when you're with someone like I'm with, you know. It's like, I'm not going to make it. So anyway, we're really pushing. The thrust is on, so to speak. The thrust is on for November 17th. Sooner is better. I mean, if you don't want to wait till the party, you want to email me and give me your stats, send a picture, I'll hook you up immediately. Not a problem. But if you want to do it to look more discreet under the guise of a party, and, oh, I had a few drinks, I wasn't thinking clearly, I'm cool, that's cool, do it, you know.
Just not in the middle of the party.
Not in the middle of the party. I mean, it's an ambulance squad building. There's cots upstairs. Everybody's got 4x4s. It's sport. It's Sparta.
In the ambulance.
Yeah. You know. There's plenty of venues. Oh, and just so you know, blowjobs and hand jobs don't count. It's got to be the full-blown nasty, you know? I don't know how else to put it discreetly, but yeah. So there you go. Okay, that said, we're going to take a little commercial break here.
Do you have what it takes to be a ghost hunter? Are you fascinated with the paranormal? Then why not take your interest to the next level and join the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society? For a $20 lifetime membership fee, you'll receive training on our cemetery hunts, get to participate on investigative teams for private investigations, and receive discounts on books we sell. Members also get the reduced rate on special events we offer throughout the year. You can PayPal right from the homepage of www.njghs.net or send your check or money order payable to Ghost Hunters to P.O. Box 8018, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07054. Happy haunting.
Hi, I'm Doug of Ghostly Talk, and you're listening to the Deadline Podcast of the New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society.
Hey, welcome back to The Deadline. I'm Laura, and I'm here with Brian. Normally it's time for parishioners, and we will get to that, but since we're on location here at the Laughing Lion, and we actually have some New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society members who were kind enough to show up, first one up at bat is Debbie. Debbie Delgado is a member of the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society, and she has come out to share her parishioner live and in person. So, Debbie, take it away.
Thank you.
Well, I just have a short little story. I was sleeping one night, and I woke up maybe 2, 3 o'clock in the morning to use the bathroom, and I sat up in bed, and I looked to my left over where the bathroom door is, and I saw a figure. The figure of a man from, he was like from the 1950s. He had jeans and a t-shirt on. I saw him so clear.
Wow.
Yet I knew it wasn't like a real person standing there. I knew it was some kind of ghost. And I knew I wasn't afraid of him. He smiled at me. And he just disappeared. But till this day, I remember exactly what he looks like.
Really? Now, was it a young guy, older guy?
I would say in his 20s.
20s, okay. And color hair?
Dark brown. He had jeans on and a t-shirt. Wow. And remember, like, back in the 50s, they used to roll their
cigarettes up. Yeah.
I saw that.
Wow.
And he grabbed a comb out of his back pocket, combed his hair, stuck it back in his pocket, smiled at me, and walked, and it just disappeared.
Wow.
And that was about 20 years ago, and it just, I always remember that, because nothing
amazing.
Ever happened like that.
Now, are you in the same place where that happened?
No, okay. I left about 10 years ago there.
Okay.
But
wow, so you had a full body apparition, and
yes.
Of course it happens when you don't have the camera available.
And it was awesome. I wasn't afraid.
And you weren't frightened by it?
No, not at all. He just seemed friendly, he smiled, and I wasn't scared at all. It was great.
That's
I wish
amazing.
It would happen again.
I know, right?
Yeah.
I sit there thinking, oh, if I could just get a picture, you know.
Yep.
But that's
I would
awesome.
Love it to
well, thank you so much for coming
You're
out
welcome.
To share that. That's great.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right. Take care.
You too.
So that was cool. What do you think of that, Bri?
Not bad.
So my microphone's falling off here. Okay, there we go. That's very cool. See, now that would be cool. And then to have not only an apparition, but like a James Dean kind of hot guy standing there at the end of the hallway who smiles and vanishes. Nice. Okay. Shall we do parishioners?
I can't believe we have some.
Yes, actually we do. Now, here's the deal with parishioners. If you're not a member of the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society and you send in your story via email to thedeadline@njghs.net, you will become a member. It's a $20 value just for sending an email of your story. I will send you memberships. Make sure you include your name and address. And if you are already a member, that shouldn't impede you from sending your parishioners. We still want to get all these stories out there. This is all part of the research and effort and everything that we do. So step up to the plate and send in your stories, your experiences, what have you. Now, here's a person who did just that. It says, after seeing the Maury show about paranormal experiences, hang on a second. Are we doing the X-Files background song?
No.
Okay. You're just going to have the lovely tune of
exactly.
Pink Floyd in the background. Okay. After seeing the Maury show about paranormal experiences, I had to write and tell you mine. In my younger days, my sister Michelle and I had many spirit manifestations. We made a pact that the first one to cross over will come back and tickle the other one's feet. Well, Michelle died in 1981 in a car accident with her 2.5-year-old son. Oh, how tragic. The night of her funeral, my oldest son got sick and I had to bring him to ER. They kept him overnight. During the night, my son was waking up in screams, calling my name, and I was next to him, holding his hand and telling him everything was all right. Then he fell into this peaceful sleep, and the whole place got pitch black, and Michelle, holding her son on her hip, just appeared. She was beautiful and wearing her favorite blue blouse. She told me she came to say bye, but even though I could hear her very clear, her lips didn't move. I knew it was her spirit. I told her, no, I still needed her. A few weeks later, I was having a real bad time in my life, and that night I fell asleep crying and thinking I should have been the one dying instead of her. In the middle of the night, I woke up to go to the washroom, and it was situated at the end of the hallway. I remember being cold, but when I came out of the washroom at the end of the hallway, was standing Michelle, again wearing her blue blouse. She then told me to hold on because she is holding my hands. I kept saying, "Don't go, I need you," and the closer I was walking towards her, she faded away. 5 years after her death, I met a psychic that was living in the same building as I. He told me that Michelle had a message for me. She was telling me to stop crying her death, that she was happy because she had her son with her. The next day, I went to the cemetery and was planting flowers with my other sister and her son. We turned together to check on her son, and we both saw my deceased nephew. My sister freaked out, but I told her that Maxine came to say hi. That's all. A few months later, I was sitting in my bed reading a book. My cat suddenly freaked out and ran out of my room. It made me laugh. Then a cold wind just passed through my body. My reaction was, a ghost just passed by. And then I felt fingernails tickling my feet. And that's when I knew Michelle kept her promise. And there have been many other paranormal experiences. My best friend's daughter was working as a social aide for a youth center. She called me to tell me she had all kinds of sightings at the center and explained to me that it used to be a church that was recycled for the youth center. On a Friday the 13th, I went to her center. All I brought was my digital camera, and I got pictures that are full of orbs. That's amazing. And that Carol, this was sent to us by Carol Verville. She is from Montreal, Quebec, Canada. So thank you very much, Carol. That's an amazing, amazing story. And I'm very sorry for the tragic death of your sister and her son, but at least she was able to keep her promise, and she's in a good place now with her baby, so that's good. I mean, you know, I'm sure it's not the same as having your sister with you, but at least she got word to you that she's doing good. So, wow, what do you think, Bri?
Pretty good story.
Yeah. Very good. And we actually have a parachute number two.
Oh.
I know. We're reaching like parachute orgasm here.
I feel like I'll really won the lottery now.
Woo. Oh. Wow, that was good. All right, here we go.
Not yet.
All right, I do have a story to tell. 6 years ago, I was down and out of my luck. My left nut in my sack stopped working.
Well,
I guess I should have edited this before.
I'll say, my God. And you complain about ballsy jumping on here.
Oh, my word. Well, the guy is being honest. Okay. So his left nut in my sack stopped working.
Oh, keep reading.
My small intestine stopped working, and my ex-girlfriend was cheating on me and emptied my bank account out. I had a small landscaping biz called Chuck Man Does Landscaping. Anyway, my son Tyler's mother booted me out to the street and took all my money. I was homeless, living out of my truck. God, this poor guy. My crazy aunt, who stole lots from the family... Brian, you're making me laugh. Now, come on, stop. Who stole lots from the family after Nana died, helped me out by letting me stay in my Nana's old room. Which, the house was supposed to go to my uncle, but I guess, like I said, that's another story. And like I said, my sister had my Nana change her will just before she died. So we're getting a lot of background info, but okay. So now he's in Nana's old room. So as I lay there after work one day, watching the news and watching the cars go by on the road outside the window, I all of a sudden felt it get real cold and I couldn't move. My eyes were wide open, but I couldn't move a bone in my body. I tried. All of a sudden, I felt somebody sit on the bed by my head. I felt the mattress sag down. Like I said, I was wide awake, and I was 16. Anyway, whoever it was started rubbing my head ever so gently for about 10 or less minutes. I swear, every hair on my body was tingling so much, it felt as if my spine was tingling also. When it was done, I sat up, panting. I'm getting there. Hang on, I gotta flip the page. I have never been so effing scared in my life. I know I shouldn't have been scared because I know neither of them would ever hurt me. I do have a couple of other stories where they have visited me in weird ways. Thought I'd share with you. Hope you have a good weekend. Your friend, WTF Chucky from Blairstown. Chucky, that's awesome. I'm really sorry about the whole girlfriend cheating nut thing and,
intestine.
You know, yeah. That sucks. That totally blows. But a paranormal experience came out of it, so that's very cool. And I thank you so much for sending that in. And right now we're going to just take a quick break.
If you're ready to take your ghost hunting to the next level, you're ready to be a certified paranormal investigator by the New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society. The certification includes 4 hours of hands-on, concentrated training by the NJGHS leaders at the most haunted prison in the United States, Eastern State Penitentiary, located in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. To participate, you must have all of your own equipment. Register online at the NJGHS.net website certification page. Costs are $125 for current members and $145 for non-members of the NJGHS who will receive their membership going forward. PayPal, MasterCard, and Visa are accepted. Upon completion of the course, submission of your report of findings, and achieving a total point score of 80 or better, you will receive your certificate and new certified paranormal investigator card from the NJGHS. All the details are on the certification page of the NJGHS.net website. So what are you waiting for? Take your hobby seriously. Become a certified paranormal investigator.
So what do you do when you catch a ghost?
Burn that bridge when I come to it, I suppose.
Meet Irving Rehnquist.
So do you still go for any young thing in a little skirt that'll take you?
You're not the sharpest tool in the shed, are you?
An out of work, out of shape paranormal investigator.
You've been giving me nothing, Irving. Your focus is shifting off this project.
That girl Dottie, she has a ghost.
We have something!
Can I come tonight?
Do you want to come on an investigation?
Oh, yeah. This is no time to
lose your head. All right, remember the strategy.
Try not to talk at all if I can help it.
So we split up.
Is that okay?
No, that is not okay. That means I'm gonna eat something that's gonna turn into a giant worm.
Mommy.
Or maybe I'm gonna look into a mirror and I'm gonna see something there on my face and it's gonna make me pick at it until I'm pulling my skin off.
You don't believe that crap, do you?
Hey, you're a ghost hunter, okay? You chase after ghosts and UFOs.
Irving Rehnquist Ghost Hunter. Series premieres October 31st, only at IrvingRehnquist.com.
Okay, it is time for Haunted Trivia. Now, last week's Haunted Trivia, you were asked, what was the color ribbon or amulet worn to ward off evil spirits, vampires, and the evil eye? The answer? Red. Red was actually gave way to the expression of red as red as a vampire. It was used to indicate how angry a person was.
Red eye?
Oh, maybe, yeah. In fact, when I was watching Mysterious Journeys today, and the episode was on Dracula, and did you know that it's really his father changed his name and became, you know, he took on, it translates loosely to the Order of the Dragon, but it's the Dracul. And that's why when his father had this little guy, he named him Dracula, which meant little Dracul, okay? You know, we all know Vlad Dracul went on to be quite the fierce supreme ruler, you know, and with his impaling and whatnot. But it was interesting on watching this show, and they were opening it up and describing how in Romania, they still, if they take that Borgo, I think it was Borgo or something pass, like in Bram Stoker's thing, in his novel, you know, Dracula. Well, anyway, I saw it on the horse, this red ribbon hanging off the horse's bridle up by the horse's ear. And before the guy on the show who was narrating even said it, I was like, there's the red to ward off the evil spirit. And sure enough, the commentator says, you know, to this day, the horses, if they have to travel this pass, they still put the red on their bridle to protect them from ward off evil spirits. So, and I was like, there we were. We had it in our haunted trivia. Okay. Moving on. This week's Haunted Trivia has a skill level of mildly challenging. Now, the Public House is located in Chester, New Jersey, has its share of ghostly inhabitants. A friend of mine witnessed, and I'm serious, a friend of mine witnessed the ghost of a little girl while it's reported, excuse me, that the bedroom... What? Well, it's reported that the bedroom from when it was a fully functional hotel, number 305, is where the death of a hanging, where a death by hanging took place. So that's number 305. The Public House used to be like a major hotel. It was on this major thoroughfare. Now it's been renovated and updated and reopened. It's a new restaurant. Excuse me. Anyway, the NJGHS investigated the site while it was in transition of ownership and renovation. A few orbs were captured, but the best part of that night was the Laura Paranora song, which was written and performed by Chef Paul Vigiano. He had his accompanist play the piano. I have this all on video. It's hysterical. It's a very good song. It goes, Laura, Laura Paranora. And he did the whole song. It was hysterical. Now, the human remains of the once owner's wife are buried beneath the very parking lot of the Public House. Who was it? Be the first person to identify the name of the person who's buried in the under the parking lot of the Public House in Chester, New Jersey. Email that correct answer to hauntedtrivia@njghs.net, and you'll receive the new NJGHS t-shirt. Okay? Pretty cool, huh, Brian?
Awesome.
All right, speak up. We can't hear you. All right, so we're going to start wrapping it up for this Halloween episode, which, I don't know, do we want to wrap it up just yet?
What the hell? Keep it going.
Yeah, I mean, this is Halloween. This is our big... Do any of you have a story you'd want to share? Come on, speak up. Here, we have another ghost hunter here on location.
It's just...
You gotta speak right into the mic, though. It's kind of falling apart on me here. You gotta lean right down.
Well, I came home from shopping one day with my mother. With my mother, and we come, like, through the garage into the basement, and then up the steps is the kitchen. And we walked in at the bottom of the steps. We're standing there, and we hear footsteps in my kitchen. I mean, really heavy footsteps, like somebody walking around with sneakers on. And I thought it was my son, because I knew he was home. And I was calling him. I said, he's not answering me. He knows I have packages. He don't want to take the packages in. So I go upstairs. I go up in his... I see his sneakers there. I go up the steps. I see his sneakers by the front door. I go upstairs. I'm like, Frank, why didn't you answer me? Why didn't you come down? You know? He's like, well, I've been here. I'm sleeping. He was sleeping. And I'm like, you mean you weren't walking around downstairs? I thought you were going out, that you had your shoes on. He said, no, I've been here all the while sleeping. So that's when I said, oh, that's odd. And this happens, this is ongoing. This
really?
Goes on.
Still
and on. Yes. Every now and then, we walk in the basement and there's footsteps walking around my kitchen. Diane Takish, right.
And you're a member of New Jersey?
Yes.
Cool.
Yes. Yes,
cool.
I am.
Wow.
Okay.
So you're still living in the same place?
Yes.
With all these footsteps going
yeah.
on? And
right.
And have you taken any pictures, gotten anything?
No, not yet. I just actually started taking pictures to see if I catch anything, and,
what about
not yet.
Setting up like a digital recorder when you're not home to see who records these steps?
Yeah, I could do that. Because it doesn't happen all the time, but every now and then it does. You know what I mean? Like maybe once a month or something like that, and then we'll hear it going on. And my mother was with me, so it's not like I was hearing things. Yes, because we were standing there listening. And yeah. And it's like actually footsteps. You could hear them. There's no mistake, and it's footsteps. Yes. And it's kind of odd, but now I'm kind of used to it, like, now, you know, that somebody's walking around the kitchen.
Yeah, you gotta get a recording of that. We can put
yeah.
it on the site. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Played on the show.
In Indian burial ground, my house, yeah.
Your house is built over an Indian burial.
Right. In fact, there's an Indian wall on the side where they built their wall, yeah.
Wow.
Yes.
Here we go, poltergeist.
Yeah. What town is this?
This is Mansfield.
Oh, so you're close to me.
Yes. Yeah. So that's our story.
Just don't say the two words. Carol Ann. Carol Ann. Carol Ann.
No. Oh, my dog, yeah. Yeah.
Dog's having fits, too?
Yes, yes, my dog barking. He looks in the corners of the house and he growls and looks, you know.
And yet you don't
And my son just said to me, when she does that, why don't you take pictures?
Yes.
And I said, oh, yeah.
Whoa, I must have had a VA.
Right. So that's what I'm going to start doing now.
Very good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you.
Wow, so that must be a neighbor of mine. Because I live over in Mansfield, technically. I just kind of go by Hackettstown because everybody knows Hackettstown.
Whatever.
Well, anyway, I thought that was interesting. And see, you know, this is the thing, like, you learn as a ghost hunter. Because initially, I mean, you can be living with it and it doesn't even dawn on you right away because you're so shocked by, like, I'm hearing this, I'm seeing this, what is this? And then more and more as you do the ghost hunting, you begin to, like, that's your first response is get the camera. And I knew I was, like, a full-fledged ghost hunter when I am sitting there in this beautiful room at Ohika Castle, totally comped because I had booked all these meetings and, you know, they were trying to get me to bring my business to their castle. So I have this gorgeous room. We had just locked down, you know, when we secured what our engagement party was going to be. We were starting off a weekend to celebrate. We're in this gorgeous room, four-poster bed, having champagne, and I see an orb out of the corner of my eye go by, and I tell him, keep talking, and I get up and I grab the camera and take a picture. And at that moment, I knew, yep, full-blown ghost hunter. Not champagne, nor guy, nor hotel room can impede my chance to capture an orb.
We'll see about that.
What do you mean by that? I mean, if I have to wait till February 2nd?
Uh-huh.
It'd be a full-body apparition. Like, you have to wait. Not now.
Hold that pose.
Yeah. My guy is going to listen to this and just like, oh, my God, I can't believe she talks about this stuff on the show. Anyway, we are going to...
Don't worry. You should hear what she talks about
off the show.
This ain't nothing.
Yeah, this is the Disney version. My psychotic life. Anyway, we're going to, like, I want to remind everyone, stay tuned to the NJGHS.net website. You can get all the latest, greatest news, info, our meetings. Everything is on there. This is the mantra that I've had for the past, 5 years? It's on the website. Don't email me and ask me, when's the next meeting? It's on the website. Don't email me and ask me, how do I register for this? Because it's on the website. Basically, right on the homepage. You can get to the meetings. You can become a member. You can join our Yahoo group so you get all the latest, greatest information blasted right to your email account.
If everyone can't realize this, you can tell Laura's had a few cocktails because her voice is getting louder and louder with each drink.
No, I'm trying to compensate for the background noise.
Compared to what you started with.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God. Yep.
All right, then.
You want to make her loud or you're drunk?
I am nowhere near drunk. I am attempting
you're nowhere near what? Drunk?
No, my throat is actually cutting. Because normally, I have Poland Spring water, right, while I'm doing a show?
Yes.
And rum and Coke is not doing the same as Poland Spring, but since we're on location, I can't bring in my own bottled water. So I'm sitting here having to suffer through Captain and Coke.
Oh, we're twisting your arm.
And Coke has got caramel in it, so it's much more phlegmy than just having a nice, clean, clear water.
You could have had iced tea.
You know what? That's a good idea. Next round or two,
I'll have one before I leave.
Yeah, well, you're driving, dude, so, you know, this is my big night.
I'm always a designated driver.
But at least it's close.
For who?
For me. Hey, come on. I'm good. I schlep out to Easton every 2 weeks, right?
And how many times did I schlep up to Parsippany?
But that wasn't that bad a schlep, was it? I'm getting the face. Uh-oh.
Let's see. Parkway North, 78 West, 24 up to 287 to 80 West.
A highway.
Rush hour.
Opposite of traffic. Everybody's heading home at that point.
Exactly. The way I was going.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. suck to be you.
Damn right.
Well, now it sucks to be me. I get to drive into the sun driving out to Easton.
But you're definitely, well, not definitely. But
wow, you know, this really tastes good. It is certainly not helping my voice in order to do this show. But this Laughing Lion, let me tell you, they make a kick-ass rum and coke. They're not chintzy on the rum. They actually use real limes instead of just putting a shot of it. And yeah, that was my glass I'm putting down. So.
Wow. Yep.
Believe me. You know what? You wouldn't recognize me drunk. You know why? Because I'll completely shut up.
I doubt that.
Oh, seriously, dude, I get so wasted, then that's it. I just, like, sit there and totally, you won't hear a word out of me. So,
we'll see.
I'm being very, hey, Dina's here. All right, we got to wrap this show up. So, like I was saying, stay tuned to the New Jersey Ghost Hunters website. It's njghs.net. Thanks again to the Laughing Lion Restaurant for letting us record our Halloween episode here. Thanks to you, Brian Sant, the NJGHS technician and producer of The Deadline.
Hail to the King.
As always, our team leaders, Gregory and Sherry Irish, Dina Tirico, and Laura Lindemann. And thank you, of course, to all of you. See, this caramel in the Coke is flipping, killing me. Wah. So thanks to all of you for listening. Keep downloading the shows weekly, because at some point in life you have to meet the deadline.